This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the German army does something that it hasn't done in more than 100 years. That story, right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The German military has done something that it hasn't done in almost 100 years. Install a Jewish rabbi in the army. Pastors and priests have been chaplains for a long time, but the estimated 300 German Jewish soldiers haven't had proper spiritual support until now. The Hungarian-born Rabbi Zsolt Bala is one of the leading rabbis in Germany and commented about his new appointment that it's our goal to make it normal again for Jewish citizens to serve in the German army. More than 100 years ago, before World War I began, there were roughly 12,000 Jewish Germans serving in the military, and rabbis readily served as chaplains. The current German defense minister, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, commented at the treaty signing that paved the way for the rabbi chaplains that the fact that this is possible and becoming a reality after the inconceivable crimes committed by Germany makes me humble and grateful. Rabbi Bella commented on the historic appointment that I think that anti-Semitism and any form of hatred against minorities is a thing that we can never eliminate from our society for good. I think it's not a false hope to say that one day it will be as natural for the Bundeswehr, the unified German military, to have Jewish soldiers as it is the armed forces of the United States, the Netherlands, France, and England. The historic event was held in a synagogue with the purpose to be a clear statement that the Jewish people really do belong in German society. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.